Hey guys, happy Sunday. I hope you guys have had a good weekend so far. First up, shout out to everybody that was competing this weekend. Liv, sounds like you did awesome in your first lift. Way to go. Trevor, Andy, sounds like you guys had an awesome finish. Hopefully you had a good time. Awesome work, guys. It's super fun to see all the coaches from CFF going out there and competing and doing really well. You know, that last part doesn't really matter. I think it's more about doing the stuff, but it's awesome to see you guys be successful and super fun for Katie and I to watch. Let's dive into the week ahead. We're starting test week number one, so I'd imagine we're going to have a couple in this Hercules cycle. It is looking like we're going to be doing a 5-rep max bench press on Monday. Tuesday will be a 3-rep max back squats. And Friday we'll be doing some hang squat cleans and split jerks. I think the main thing to kind of focus on this week is, you know, obviously form, core stability in a lot of these lifts, and breath work, especially as athletes are getting really heavy. Kind of get a pulse on how people are doing and feeling in classes. I know this has been a pretty long cycle with typically some pretty heavy weights. So, you know, just make sure people are being careful as they start getting into those heavier loads. Bench press, make sure people know they can ask the coaches for a spotter. They can ask a friend or somebody nearby to help spot them. Make sure on our back squats, you just go over bailing out if you need to. Kind of the safety stuff like that. And kind of give, I'm hoping a lot of people get PRs, but always lead with the perspective of, you know, sometimes we're not always going to get our PRs. So it's kind of just where we're at that day of, how you're feeling, how your body's feeling, and pushing from there. Something Katie and I both really want to try and focus on as we go forward is really helping athletes understand how important working out long-term is and what their daily workouts need to look like to make that happen. All of us, obviously, we love CrossFit. It tends to draw pretty intense people. And probably the biggest complaint I hear, and I don't think people even realize it's a complaint, they're so just used to doing it, is feeling beat up or like they're not feeling great from workouts. And it's not a negative thing. It's just, I think people have a hard time not pushing themselves as much. So we're working on, and we're super open to input, kind of help ways to help encourage and show athletes that they don't need to go super heavy all the time, or they don't need to have the most intensity and kill themselves every workout, right? Because it's just not sustainable in the long run, and what we want for all of our athletes is for them to be here in the long run, because that's what really moves the health markers in the right direction. So again, it's kind of it's not a super tangible thing, but just kind of be thinking about that, and always be reminding your athletes, if they show up at the gym, it's a win. There shouldn't be any negative mind talk, right? We all have it, but there shouldn't be any there just because they don't kill themselves in a workout or if they're not feeling it. It's just about showing up. And then outside of that, as we get into these heavier weights, just, you know, really reiterate core, breath work. Their form's already going to be what it is, right? We can help them with that. And then safety on how to bail out of the lifts that we're going to have. You guys rock. You're doing great. I hope you have an awesome week, and please come to Katie and I with anything that you guys need or any questions. Take care, guys. See you around.